You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Listen to The Tony Bruno Show with Harry Mays. Weekdays from 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern on Dan Patrick Radio, Channel 211, and with the SiriusXM app.
Welcome back to The Tony Bruno Show with Harry Mays on SiriusXM 211.
It is time to crack open a call with Harry.
Now it's... Is that one of those Yingling flights?
Yes, I'm out of Yingling flights, though. I have an emergency request out to our good sources at the Yingling Brewery, America's oldest brewery. Mm-hmm. And I hear from sources, unimpeachable sources, that there will be a delivery of Yingling product coming to this very studio soon.
And it'll be a surprise. We don't surprise packets. We don't know exactly what it's
exactly
going to contain.
Right. Mm. But I did point out that the Yingling flights at all of the local beer distributors' places out. It's going
right
off the shelves like hotcakes. Josina Anderson is not my source for beer knowledge. She only gives me information on Alshon Jeffrey, who's unavailable at the moment. Meanwhile,
they're going to have you that Lord Chesterfield Ale. You ever had that from Yingling?
No, I haven't had that.
Maybe they'll then put that in the...
What's special about that one?
They
make
you
think
fancy.
It's like a British
You'd
thing.
You'd probably like it. You
is it hoppy?
Like
it. Is it real hoppy crap?
No, I don't. It's probably a little heavier.
Is it crappy?
I've never had it.
I just stick with the old school beers, Harry. I'm a Yingling lager. Now, of course, I like the flight.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the low carbs. But I don't drink the Michelob Ultra, which was the first, actually. Give them credit. Michelob Ultra was the first low-carb beer, remember? And they've been around for a while. But only strappers drink that.
Bull does have more taste than beer.
Yes, it does. Tomorrow, though, is a big day. We have a special guest. Should I announce it or should I wait, Robin? On tomorrow's opening guest of the show. It's
Ooh.
A big guest.
Let's wait. Let's surprise everybody with it.
Is it in person?
No,
yes,
no.
It's going to be in Zoom.
Oh,
in
Zoom, okay.
That's not what in person means, Robin.
I thought he or she might be sitting on the couch.
No, we don't have enough room on the couch.
Well, we'd have to bump one of the couch guys.
No, we'd have to get a sectional and maybe bring
your
own sectional.
We're going to need a bigger couch.
Yes, we are.
It is somewhat surprising that the Tony Bruno Show studios doesn't have a sectional.
I know.
We would have if there had been room down here, because as people who know Tony and Harry from back in the day, there was always a sectional in the conversation.
Exactly. There's photographs online of Harry and I drinking vodka crans on the original sectional, which became really, it had its own, I think it had its own Twitter feed.
I believe it did.
Yes.
It did, and then I couldn't fit the sectional in the next house. Couldn't get it down the stairs. So I sold it. No, I sold it.
You put it out in the parking lot of a parking lot?
Yeah, I just set it out in the end of the driveway. Isn't that what you do?
Anyway, we have a cancellation, too. Mitch Williams is going to join us this hour, Harry. The Wild Thing himself. We were just talking about him the other day when we had the great
Joe Carter.
Not so great in Philly because the Philly fans, but he's a great guy. And we have one of the comments that Joe Carter made about Mitch Williams. We'll play that for Mitch when he comes on. Not Mitchy Poo, although, you know, that's what Harry Callis called him every once in a while. The late, great Harry Callis. So Mitch Williams, we'll talk more baseball with him. We got NBA tonight. I'm NBA'd out, Harry.
Already?
Yeah, I'm NBA now.
This season hasn't even restarted.
I mean, how many times we're going to tease the game? Bet the stinking game, watch the stinking game on TNT. Which one is Kevin Harlan doing, though? Is he doing the first game or the second game? The first game is at 6:30 on TNT, Pelicans and Jazz, and then Lakers and Clippers, the night. And again, this isn't about he's going to L.A. or he's going to Utah. It's all in Orlando.
Right.
And remember, Kevin Harlan did a game the other night virtually, and you know what he mentioned. Do we still have that in the system, Robin?
I
sent it to you the other day.
I can pull it up.
Kevin Harlan's doing a game on TNT. And it was one of the warm-up games, the exhibitions before they played.
Scrimmages, whatever
the hell they called it. And he dropped – this is why Kevin Harlan is my favorite NBA broadcaster.
He drops current events into the broadcast.
Even if you don't know what's going on in the world, Kevin Harlan does for you. And so he's doing the game the other night, and he drops a reference of the great establishment that we've all been talking about, Harry.
Mm-hmm.
The great place.
In the ATL.
In the ATL. We have the tape right there, Rob.
We have in the city of Atlanta.
Oh, we crank it up.
Some of those chicken wings sent down here to Orlando.
Oh, no, you didn't.
We could celebrate. We could celebrate the restart with those wings.
Now, is that Reggie Miller?
It's Reggie Miller on TV. Let's play it again. Crank it up a little bit. Here we go. This is, the other night they're doing a game, obviously, from Orlando in the bubble. And Kevin Harlan, Reggie Miller, and Kevin Harlan, being as great as he is, drops a chicken wing reference.
I want to see how much pull we have in the city of Atlanta. See if we can get some of those chicken wings sent down here to Orlando.
Oh, no, you didn't.
We could celebrate. we could celebrate the restart with those wings.
Exactly right. That's why Kevin Harlan. He's the only reason I watch the NBA. Let's be honest.
Now.
All right, enough of that.
Okay. Now, since it is, coming out of the same location and he's doing the games remotely, would they have him doing both games tonight?
That's a good question. I'm not sure. I don't think so.
I would
he's
going to
be doing so many
games. Yeah.
No, I think he's going to do Lakers-Clippers.
You think? I would prefer him to do Lakers-Clippers, but I know he typically does a lot of Eastern Conference stuff, even though the Pelicans are West, but he doesn't do a lot of L.A. stuff, so I don't know.
But he's in Orlando.
No, I know, but typically they have their crews for certain teams.
I understand that, but that's all out the window now. There should be a go to another TNT site for me there, Couch Guy.
But Marv isn't doing games.
No, Marv's not doing TNT games.
Right.
So they have other guys doing the NBA. He's not the only voice of the NBA on TNT. They have a bunch of crews.
So I just found real quick the 9 o'clock game on TNT.
Brian Anderson?
Mark Kestisher. This is for ESPN Radio, though.
I want the television. I love Mark Kestisher. He does the NBA, and Mark's a friend. We've had him on the show.
Sure.
Mark's great doing NBA. And that's ESPN Radio has the NBA coverage on radio as far as a network.
So tonight's play-by-play for the TNT broadcast at 6:30 Jazz Pelicans is Ian Eagle and Stan Van Gundy, and Chris Haynes is the reporter on the sideline.
Oh, that's good.
That's good. Although Stan Van Gundy, I don't know about this guy anymore.
No?
Have you followed his Twitter feed, Harry?
No, I never.
I'm not a guy who likes
Twitter
to cancel people because of their opinions.
No.
But if I were going to cancel a guy, he is the man we used to call the Ron Jeremy of the NBA.
Well, right.
Stan Van Gundy, remember?
And he used to do, I don't know if he still does it, like a regular weekly spot on the Lebatard show.
Yeah.
It was hilarious.
Down at MIA.
Oh, yeah, I'm not saying he's a bad guy.
And then,
But Ian Eagle, of course, worked for CBS.
Yeah, he's great.
And he's great. We had him on the show a couple weeks ago, too. So he's doing the first. Who's doing the second game?
Yes, and Kevin Harlan is doing the 9 o'clock.
Can I just take a bow here?
There we go. Yeah.
I got Mr. NBA. I know it all about the NBA because I'm wearing a damn LeBron shirt.
I never said
Ryan
I know
Rothstein.
It all.
I told you Kevin Harlan would do the West game. It doesn't matter what conference they're in.
I gave my
they're
prediction.
They're all in Orlando.
Oh, stop it. Come on, man.
Harlan, you, Reggie
I
Miller,
know in between the
Jerry
lines.
Greenberg.
You know the broadcast. I know in
Come
the lines.
Come on, man.
It's not like I was like, I guarantee you. Jesus.
Are you dropping an emergency podcast on the NBA tonight before the broadcast? You'll record it in the Malibu on the way down back to home.
Yes,
right?
Exactly. No, that's what I'll do. I'll get a split screen of me driving and the game live action.
And then Krause can complain about the audio quality.
Yeah,
he recorded a podcast with the great John McMullen right here before the show.
Oh,
I
don't know.
I was actually adding profanity in the background to enhance the audio.
Is that right?
So if you want to hear the latest edition where I'm sitting here preparing for my show and the great Ryan Rothstein and John McMullen were doing a Extending the Play podcast recorded to tape while I offered commentary in the background. I didn't drop any F-bombs, though. So if you're looking for F-bombs, you're going to have to wait till after Friday night show.
Is this the one about Lane Johnson?
This is. Yes. It was an in-depth breakdown of everything Lane Johnson and positive COVID tests.
Nice.
Anyway, so we gave you the broadcast teams.
All right. Now, what about this party that you were talking about?
Let's go. There's nothing like a party in New Jersey's really been the hotbed.
Yeah.
You know, the Governor Murphy boasts about how he shuts down stuff and, you know, this is okay. This is not shutting down gyms and all this stuff. He hasn't said much about this because there's nothing like a party better than an Airbnb, let's rent this joint and tear the roof off this sucker party. Let's go to your correspondent, Miss Robin, who rarely goes to New Jersey. And it's only if we're going over there to get gas or to go to Costco. Your correspondent, Miss Robin.
Dateline, New Jersey, obviously. And we are doing this as an homage to our New Jerseyites on the couch.
Yes.
To show everybody what New Jersey people are like. Three people have been charged after a huge party in New Jersey was broken up. They estimated that there were over 700 people in attendance to an Airbnb mansion party.
Were they socially distancing? Did they wear masks?
I do not believe so. The party was billed on a flyer and via social media as a way to celebrate the Liberian Independence Day the right way.
Oh, Liberian, nice. Man. Yes. I love the Liberian flags that fly on the big tankers coming up the Delaware River. Yeah.
The celebration apparently included free food, alcohol, DJs, and a $1,000 twerking contest.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Now we're talking.
I need some twerking music. Can you get me a little bit of...
Is there any video?
I don't have video yet. I can...
And you know where this was? Story, Jackson Township, not far away from the great adventure
great
park.
Great adventure, yeah.
Absolutely.
What's that, exit 7A of the turnpike?
That's great. New Jersey
turnpike. It took police from seven different agencies to break up this party. And the owner apparently thought that he was just renting to a few people for the weekend. And then something went horribly, horribly wrong.
Yes.
The neighbors complained, and that's what started all the police arriving. But one of the neighbors said that I looked out the front door and all I saw were droves and droves of cars just coming down.
I need some twerking music, Josie. Come on,
kids.
Man. Give me a little. Who's the guy I played earlier today, which was a good song?
Bad Bunny.
Oh, there we go. This is old school, though.
Yeah.
Well, I have the problem of YouTube running five ads before I can get to a song.
Let me see that Tootsie Roll.
Well, that's the thing. 700 people.
That's a lot.
Think how many cars that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Where are they going to park?
Everybody came in one car, too. That's what happens in Jersey.
Now, the New Jersey...
Take that ass!
Outdoor, in New Jersey right now, for COVID, the outdoor gatherings are limited to 500 people, and indoor gatherings are limited to 100.
Oh, well, that's higher than I thought it was.
Yes. And obviously, that did not meet the code for COVID.
So, how were only three people charged?
They
were
because
the guys who rented the house.
They rented the house.
They rented the house. They
so
lied.
You mean there was nothing else illegal going on at this party?
Oh, no. Come on, Harry.
But they immediately arrested the three people that were running this whole
thing. I love it. They rented the house for $824 per night, and it was billed as a stunning 3,700-square-foot home with room for eight guests.
Eight guests.
How many? How many? No. Eight.
Yes, and since then, the listing has been removed from Airbnb, which said in a statement that they strongly condemn the reported behavior, which represents both a clear violation of Airbnb's community policies.
This happens a lot to people who rent Airbnbs.
When we were down,
they trash the joint.
When we were down in Miami for the Super Bowl, they had put sort of a lockdown on Airbnbs.
Yeah.
Because of all these issues with people hosting parties.
Because they were renting out places near South Beach, you know, and like 50 people would cram into a room on South Beach, a little hotel room, and have a party. And then they didn't have to spend thousands of dollars a night to go rent a real hotel room.
Yeah, and this isn't the first one. Apparently there was another party in Jersey near Brick Township with 400 people in attendance.
The same night?
No, three people were charged in that situation as well.
Was another Liberian independence celebration?
It was a week prior.
Yes. Oh, wow. Now, yeah. In this particular case, the actual homeowner was the one that had this particular party.
So
it
that
was not
wasn't Airbnb.
Airbnb. It wasn't Airbnb. Okay.
Damn, I got to go out. Yeah. I got to get to Jersey on weekends. I'm missing all these twerking parties.
Not only that, but clearly having major parties is a moneymaker.
Yeah, listen. You charge
take your moneymaker, baby.
$5 at the door, you get a red Solo cup. Come on.
Show me what you're working with.
Like Harry said, he said, I'm not selling alcohol. I'm selling cups.
I'm selling cups.
You know what they say.
Really?
See you, brother. Get that booty active.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Lay it down and smack 'em, yak 'em.
Cole got the beat. Damn right, man. Where the party at? Where the Bacardi at, Harry? I got to get the hell out of Pennsylvania, man, and go to all these illegal Airbnb parties in Jersey over the weekend. Jesus. We're coming right back to great Mitch Williams. We'll talk baseball. We'll talk about throwing it, guys. We'll talk about his podcast. We'll talk about Texas.
The Atlantic City Surf.
Team he managed. It's baseball, baby. With Mitch coming up next.
The Tony Bruno Show.
So we found out that White Rose in the bubble are doing the beer shotgunning. J.J. Redick and some guy named
Myers Leonard.
I thought that was an electronics store in Indiana. Go to Myers Leonard today and get yourself a brand new 75-inch plasma.
50% off on VCRs.
Harry, it's Myers Leonard. His prices are insane.
Catch new episodes of The Tony Bruno Show with Harry Mays. Weekday afternoon starting at 3 Eastern on Dan Patrick Radio Channel 211 and the SiriusXM app.
When life is in chaos, your home is your safe haven. It's your most important asset. But do you own it? Don't be so sure. Imagine getting evicted for non-payment of a loan you never took out. It happened to Deborah, and it's happening everywhere. It's called home title theft, and the FBI calls it one of the fastest growing crimes. It's why I urge you to get Home Title Lock. Your home's legal title is kept online, and thieves know it. They'll forge your signature on your home's title, and that's it. They legally own your home. Then they can take out loans on your home. Your bank doesn't cover you, and neither does your insurance. The only way I know of to avoid this nightmare and possible eviction is with Home Title Lock. Go to HomeTitleLock.com and register your address to see if you're already a victim. And use code SAVE for 30 free days of protection to help you through this crisis. Go to HomeTitleLock.com. HomeTitleLock.com.
There are those who stand forever ready. Ready to defend the nation. Ready to fight for what matters. No matter what. Do you have what it takes? Find out at GoArmy.com/warriors.
We've got Tony Bruno Show gear, yo. Check out the TonyBrunoShow.com shop for all your... beautiful and I am pissed off t-shirts. And don't forget the popular If We're Gonna Die, Let Us Die Drunk at Least, plus new t-shirts and other paraphernalia being added daily. Go to TonyBrunoShow.com/shop to purchase and for more information.
This is about more than work. It's about growing a community. Every day, across the country, the highly skilled, highly trained members of the IBEW are committed to doing the job right, doing the job safe, and doing the job on time. Because while we might be experts in our field, we're also your friends and neighbors. IBEW, the power professionals in your neighborhood.
I can't get my computer to work.
Let me help you with that.
How'd you do that?
I just got techie with Geeks On Site.
Our geeks literally come on site. No need to stop what you're doing or block off time. We come to your home, office, or wherever you are. And we don't just fix whatever computer issues you might be having. We explain and teach you along the way so you can feel empowered and then help others at home or in your office. Better yet, don't have time for tech support to come to you? Let us remote into your desktop or laptop, and one of our geeks will instantly walk you through. We offer affordable prices on our remote services and IT support. You and those in your office will never have to wait hours to have your technical questions answered. Get your free computer diagnosis today with your very own geek.
Get started now and we'll help you instantly. Call 877-518-3283. 877-518-3283. That's 877-518-3283.
Are you listening to the Tony Bruno and Harry May Show Monday through Friday at 3 p.m. Eastern? You can catch it right here on Dan Patrick Radio, Sirius XM 211, and on the Sirius XM app.
Welcome back to the Tony Bruno Show with Harry Mays on Sirius XM 211.
It is a thirsty Thursday. And because he was wrong about Kevin Harlan doing the Lakers-Clippers game tonight, we had to dispatch the producer, Ryan Rothstein, up for his penance to go up and get me a damn Corona Premier, the low-carb beer. But joining us right now on the line, he's down in Texas, Harry. Everybody's moving to Texas.
I know. People from California are moving out. And
people from Jersey
Texas.
Are getting out of Jersey. Mitch Williams used to be in Jersey. Now he's in Texas. Mitch Williams.
I'm still in Jersey.
Why did your Twitter feed say you're in Texas?
We moved back down to Texas for about 2.5 years. Now we're back in Jersey.
Why don't you update your Twitch? And by the way, you're not even following me, Mitch. What the hell's going on out there?
I don't do a whole lot of following anything other than keeping up with what I like to keep up with. I'll follow you as soon as I find you.
How can you not find me? I'm on Sirius XM 211, man. We're on Twitch.tv.
I don't have Sirius.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Now, Mitch Williams, of course, former relief pitcher. They call him the Wild Thing. And interestingly, Mitch, before we get started, we had Joe Carter on the other day because, you know, obviously the Blue Jays situation's going on. They don't know where they're going to play. They're going to go to Buffalo. And so Joe's an old friend. And, you know, and you obviously, and he talked about you because I asked him about the 93 thing, and obviously he talked about it, but he said he had a great story about when you went to his golf tournament, and I just want you to hear this before we get your answer on this. I want to find out if this is true or not when you showed up at his golf tournament.
Years. Mm-hmm. And, Tony, I'll tell you a great story about Mitch because there's always great stories about Mitch. Okay. So I talked to him. We do a card show together, and so he says he wants to play in my tournament. So I'm like, okay, hey, I'll get you to my tournament, fine. And so it's the first time he's been back to Toronto, and he lands at the airport, limousine picks him up and brings him to the tournament, but it's a practice round. And so he gets out of the limousine, and the first person he sees is my son, Jordan, who looks exactly like his dad, okay? And so the next person he sees is my younger brother, Fred, who looks exactly like me. We are splitting image. And Mitch goes, damn, he said, everybody in Toronto looks like Joe Carter.
Mitch Williams, true story or false?
That is an absolutely true story. I was like, oh, my God, everywhere I look is Joe Carter.
Now, Joe's a great guy, and obviously, you know, you guys go back, and a lot of the Phillies fans are still bitter about that. But, you know, the guy, you threw the pitch, he hit the ball, and that's history.
That's all you can do. I didn't try and throw it where I threw it. That's where it went, and he did what he was supposed to with it.
Now, Mitch, you've been around baseball, obviously, a long time with the Cubs and the Phillies, and then you did broadcasting. I remember you on the MLB Network. Mm-hmm. You did some local stuff. So then you managed down in Atlantic City. Our buddy Ryan Rothstein here remembers when you were managing the Atlantic City Surf.
Yeah, that's been back early 2000, 2001, somewhere in there.
So what made you now, because you're going to do a podcast, so what made you get back into the broadcast bug back again?
I never lost it. I just had to go through a lawsuit with Major League Baseball Network. They fired me over some articles that were written on Deadspin, which is where I do all my fact-finding. Is
oh,
on
absolutely.
Deadspin.
Yeah, me too.
So they ended up, they wrote up an addendum to my contract that stated I couldn't attend any amateur athletic event of any kind by any manner or means. And I have five kids, two of them with autism, and I wasn't going to forego going to their games because people said a bunch of lies about me, and Deadspin printed them.
Well, that's why Deadspin's out of business. They're dead and buried now. And I did a couple of interviews with guys there, and they interview under false pretenses, and then they print stuff that you didn't say, and then you have to spend a long time trying to explain what you really said. And you're absolutely right, man. That's absolutely garbage, and they got what they deserved.
18 guys from Deadspin, or guys and gals from Deadspin, started a new site this week called Defector Media. Did you see that?
I saw the headline, but I don't pay attention to that crap. There's too much of that content.
I hope they're really successful.
Yes. Mitch Williams. So you can't work for MLB Network. You can still go and see your kids and go back to games, can you not? If they are playing, a lot of people aren't.
Right. I can still go. And my one son that plays now, he's in high school. He's actually injured. So I haven't been to a game in a while. But I started my podcast back up last week. And we're looking forward to doing a bunch of those.
So you're going to be doing them from, so you're not in tech, you're in Jersey, so you're going to be doing that Wildfire Radio, right?
Right.
Now, what's the name of the, because I had a good name for it, but you didn't use my name. You got it, it's
Unleashed.
Unleashed instead of Unsheathed. I love Unsheathed better, but hey, Unleashed is good too, because you used to unleash them. I mean, one thing about Mitch Williams, as the great, late great Harry Callis would call you Mitchy Poo, you would unleash that baby, no doubt about it.
Wow. I do it hard just in case it went to the catcher.
So now the podcast, you can get it at Wildfire Radio. Go to wildfireradio.com. Log on there. So you already have your first episode up?
Yeah, the first episode's up. We're doing our second one tomorrow, and we're going to dive into this, should the Astros be hit over cheating.
And I was thinking about that the other day, and I see a lot of baseball writers were all took sides, and one right, John Heyman's like, oh, he should get more than 8 games, it's not enough. And then another guy comes back and says, no, that's like 22 games. So where do you stand on the situation with Bregman and Joe Kelly the other night?
I don't think it should have been treated any differently than a regular suspension, and 8 games is a long time. They got to understand, and baseball has to understand. The Astros cheated people out of a World Series. They cheated people out of an MVP award. They cheated a bunch of people, and in my opinion, I didn't like how Joe Kelly did it because he didn't do it right. You don't get up around anyone's head, and you don't miss. I have yet to figure that out. How do you miss when you're trying to hit somebody? It's almost impossible to do.
So what would you have done? Drilled him in the buttocks or something?
From the letters on his jersey down is in play when it comes to that. And you don't take 2 or 3 pitches to hit him. You just one pitch. Get it over with. The message is sent. Yeah, we don't like the fact you cheated us. And let's be honest, that's pretty big cheating. When you use an electronic, if it was me, the Astros would look like dartboards by the time the season was over.
Mitch Williams, he likes, it's all about the payback. You know what they say about paybacks. Now, there's a lot of people who are probably listening saying, oh, this is wrong. See, I'm one of those guys, I never like a guy hits a home run off of you, and then you got
to. I don't either. Okay. I don't like that either.
Okay.
I can't stand that. I think that, to me, is a really garbage way out for the pitcher. If you give up a home run, that's you that made the mistake, not the guy that's up next in the order. He didn't do anything wrong. Mm-hmm.
No, I agree with that, and I've always been against that. And the manager orders it, right? I mean, the pitcher doesn't hit the next guy. Doesn't the manager have to tell you to throw at the next guy?
The manager's picking out who they want hit.
Exactly. So in this case, though, you're right. I mean, it's 3-0, and I saw Joe Kelly said, well, I'm not trying to walk a guy. They had two guys on, and it was a 5-2 ball game. Then why didn't you just go point to first base if you were going to walk him and make the fourth pitch over his head? That's the part that made zero sense to me.
Did we lose him?
You still there, Mitch? Sounds like the line's open.
Yeah, but he's not there.
We'll try to get him back.
Got to try to reconnect. So he's with you as far as getting revenge for a home run.
Yeah, I hate that.
Yeah.
I absolutely hate that. That's one of the rules. If a guy hits a home run and that pitcher plunks the next guy, he should be immediately thrown out of the game.
Right.
There shouldn't be a warning, and then both teams are warned. And we'll try to get Mitch back here. I've always been against that. That got me in trouble. My anger about managers telling pitchers to throw at the guy after a home run, that angers me. That's one of the things that I despise more than anything in any sport, the unwritten rule about plunking a guy because he hit a home run. We got Mitch back now. Mitch, so you and I are on the same wavelength there. But when it comes to the Astros, now that they sent this tough message, you think people will not throw at them or at least plunk them? What do you think happens from here on out?
I think they're going to get thrown at all year long because they cheated a lot of teams. It wasn't just certain teams that got cheated. Everybody that played them last year essentially got cheated. So there's going to be people that are mad about that. I completely understand it. And the only time I ever had to hit anybody was to protect one of my players. I never threw at anybody that ever hit a home run off me. That wasn't what I was about. I was about protecting my players and the team I was on.
It really is kind of a shame, though, Mitch, that Houston doesn't have to deal with, you know, packed stadiums on the road with the fan bases of these teams that were cheated against or, you know, taking it out on them, too. They're kind of getting off a little bit easy, don't you think?
Well, yeah, but they'll get there. Trust me, baseball fans have long memories. Believe me, I know.
So, Mitch, you're still in the area in Jersey. And so, you know, obviously you know the fans here. You've lived here a long time after your career ended. You stuck around. You had a place in Texas. You know, you pitched in Chicago. You know the tough sports towns. So when you walk around and you go around these days and you run into fans, whether they're here or anywhere else, what do they say to you? Are the people still bust your chops?
No, they still, every now and then somebody will say something. In jest, here in the Philly and Jersey area, people have always been great to me.
Talking with Mitch Williams, his podcast is called
Unleashed.
Unleashed.
Now, is it going to be baseball all the time, or are you going to sort of branch out and hit on some other sports or non-sports stuff?
No, I'm going to tackle anything I can tackle, not just baseball. It's going to be other sports, football, and basically anything going on in the world. Anything that's not too political. I don't want to get into the political ramifications of everything. I just like talking about current events.
Yeah, good call there. Because, you know, if anybody talks about politics, then you have to spend the next 2 days trying to handle the people who don't understand what you're saying and don't agree with you. And nobody can agree with anybody anymore. And it doesn't matter what your opinion is. There's always going to be someone who's going to call you out and think you're an idiot.
Yeah.
And then I'd have to throw – if I had a baseball for everybody that came after me, I would be plunking people by the dozens every single day, man. I'd be throwing hard balls right down the middle.
Well, that's why I got out of the game, because that's where mine was, and it wasn't very hard anymore.
Mitch Williams. So, Mitch, the podcast, so you go to Wildfire Radio, right? At Wildfire Radio. Is there a direct link? Is there a direct link? And we'll put it on my Facebook and my Twitter and my Instagram and also on our Tony Bruno Show page on SiriusXM so people can go listen to
it. It'll be on at noon tomorrow. Just go to wildfirepodcast.com and click on the Listen Live button to unleash.
Also, you can listen live when you do it at noon on Friday. Every Friday, is that how you're going to do it?
Every Monday and Friday.
Two times a week.
Wow.
That's a good job. See, I was thinking once a week's not enough, Mitch. There's a lot of stuff with the coronavirus, sports.
Yeah.
Now you're going to have games being played again until the Miami Marlins infect the entire league. I got to ask you about that because, you know, here are the Phillies who are supposed to be a contender, a lot of people excited despite all the problems. And then the Marlins come into town, and now the Phillies not only lose 2 out of 3 to them because they can't beat this team, then they have to lose all the games this week, and then a couple of guys test positive yesterday, including a clubhouse guy and a coach, and now they've shut down the team and the facility all the way through the weekend, and they won't play again if they do on Monday. That's 7 lost games. So how are they going to make that up?
Wait, now the Phillies are shut down now?
Yeah, the Phillies announced today.
They're
first
not playing
they announced,
the Blue Jays this
first
weekend.
They announced that they had to close the facility because they got 2 positive tests that came back, and it was a coach and the clubhouse guy on the home team. The clubhouse guy for the visiting team tested the other day, and they wanted to have three consecutive or four consecutive days of zero tests. So then the manager of the Toronto Blue Jays announced that his team is not leaving Washington and coming to Philly after they finish the series down there in D.C. So now the Phillies have no opponents until Monday when they start that four-game home-and-home against the Yankees. That'll be seven consecutive days without baseball. That's seven missed games. And how the hell are they going to make these up?
I don't know. It's going to be hard. I mean, doubleheaders, you're talking about squeezing 60 games into 66 days to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're going to add doubleheaders on top of it. There's going to be a lot of injuries in this sport this year, I think.
Now, what about seven-inning games if they have to play
doubleheaders?
Yeah, they have to play doubleheaders. Fans will complain about that because we complain about everything. Is that legitimate to play seven-inning games if you're playing two in one day?
Yeah, I would be at least one of them. Do a split doubleheader, a seven-inning game in the afternoon and a nine-inning game at night. That's how I would handle it anyway.
Yeah, they're still sort of debating that, whether one game would be a regular game and the second game might be the seven-inning game or both be seven-inning games.
Because
so.
They're not going to do separate admissions. Yeah, because, you know, in the normal world, when they have doubleheaders, which were rare, it was because they'd have to make it, and they'd do the day-night, so they'll kick all the fans out and then get a second gate at night. They won't be able to do that because there's no fans, so they'll just start right up after the first game, right? They'll probably, a half an hour and then go back out there and play again.
Yeah, they'll have a half hour to eat, and then they'll go right back out and play.
Well, I don't know how much you've been watching, but how would you describe, if you have watched the Phillies' bullpen through those first three games?
Tommy Hunter didn't throw the ball bad. But that's about all I can say positive about it.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll tell you what, they got to be really excited about how Zach Wheeler threw the ball.
Yeah, that was the big bright spot of the weekend, no doubt.
And the guy that has to intrigue you is Vince Velasquez. The guy's got great stuff. He goes out there, he looks intimidating, he throws a good inning, and then something always goes wrong. Is the guy just not the mindset? I mean, because you get him out there for an inning, maybe he should be either a setup guy or a closer. Is he better suited, in your opinion, to be a relief pitcher than a starter?
Well, that's what everybody's always said about him. What I looked at saw the other day is he's a guy they talk about throws 98 miles an hour. Well, I didn't see one pitch above 94, and it's extremely flat.
Hmm.
He's one of those guys that's tall and skinny but wants to drop on his backside, and when you drop on your backside, you eliminate the mound. And now you're throwing the ball on a flat plane, and I don't care if you're throwing 110. If it's flat and not changing planes, it's hittable.
Hmm. Yeah, you're right about that. But then, you know, you look at then the guys came in, he had a 4-0 lead, and guys kept coming back, and all of a sudden, each guy that came in there got worse. And then Nick Pivetta comes in, throws the first pitch down the middle.
Home run.
And it was a home run. I mean, it was probably the ugliest sequence of guys coming in to try to stop the bleeding after you blow it. You could feel it happen, Mitch, when they blew the 4-0 lead. You could feel the entire ball club say, wow, we have trouble with this team. And the Marlins are not afraid of this team. That's one of the things I noticed. They're not intimidated by the Phillies. They haven't been last year, and they certainly aren't this year.
No, I mean, they lost 10 games to Florida last year. That right there, when you got a team that isn't a good baseball team and they are owning you, you have to be doing something wrong, because – other teams are finding ways to get around these guys, and you're not, then that's an issue. That's something you got to look inward at that.
Now, Mitch, of course, the big question, because I haven't seen you, during the pandemic, did you grow the mullet back? Because, you know, a lot of people couldn't get haircuts, and they couldn't get trimmed and all
I'm
the other stuff.
One.
Harry's growing a mullet. Did you bring the mullet back, man?
No, I did not grow the mullet back, but I haven't cut the top of my hair. It looks really, really bad.
Well, can you part it to the back? I mean, could you comb it straight back so that it becomes a mullet again? Because the mullet's coming back. I think it's coming back.
Oh, I see a bunch of guys trying to do the mullet now. That's good. It was ugly then. It'll be ugly now. It'll be another fad later on.
So why did you do it then if it was ugly?
You want the God's honest truth? The only reason I grew my hair long in the back was because my nickname as a kid was Neck, because I had such a long neck.
See, now this is something I did not know.
That is huge.
I don't even believe Harry Callis and Richie Ashburn knew this story when you were pitching there, did they?
Nobody knew. No one knew all that.
This is breaking news. This is breaking news, Mitch Williams, because I believe we have broken a story that has never been unearthed in your major league history, that you didn't grow the mullet because you wanted to be cool. You grew the mullet because you wanted to deflect from the neck. Deflect the neck.
Exactly. Exactly. I look like a bobblehead.
But this is breaking news. I think we got it. MLB Network should break in, although I don't think you want to be on the end. Now, are you in good terms with the MLB Network, or is that over with?
Well, no, I had to sue them. I won. We went to court, went through the whole trial, and I ended up winning the trial, and they destroyed my name.
Yeah, but you got paid at the end. That's all that matters, right?
Well, there's a lot more that matters than that, but I was able to get what I was supposed to get.
Okay. And again, I'm not talking about you did this to get paid. You did this for justice, and you got it, and that's all that matters.
Well, yeah, I wanted my name cleared because Major League Baseball made it appear to the public like everything that was written about me was true, even though 24 hours after the articles were released, Major League Baseball Network had a video proving every word of the articles to be a lie. Yet they went forward with it anyway.
Man. Wow.
And would not release the video to the public.
That's awful.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
Not cool.
How would you have handled... Go ahead.
It was five and a half years of misery. They drug it out.
Wow.
Man.
Now, somebody on our Twitch stream said Mitch was supposed to make an appearance at Degwood's in the Northeast in April. Will he reschedule that once this is over?
I'll try to. Yeah, everything that we had planned, it all got scrapped along with everybody else's plans. Pandemic kind of throws a wrench into everyone's plans.
Yeah, exactly. So, because you were still going out and doing appearances, and Joe Carter said, you know, card signings and stuff of that nature. So you still do that stuff, and you're out in the public, right, when you can be.
Oh, yeah. That, and I'm partners in a trucking company, Raymond Transportation Corporation here. So I work there and do all the other odd stuff that I do.
So what are you driving and what are you hauling, I guess, is the big question when you talk about truckers, because we do Trucker Tuesday here, Mitch. Freight liners?
We ship all kinds of freight, over the road, rail, all of it.
Any reefers? So you got any reefers over there?
Oh, yeah, we got reefers. We got lift gates. We got it all, buddy.
Oh, man.
Flatbeds,
when you
get
into trucker talk on this show, Harry, you know what? My juices start flowing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like Mitch Williams getting a guy turning around and then bringing the ball in and striking some sucker out on a 3-2 pitch, Harry.
Yeah.
Those are the good old days.
Mitch,
man.
How different is it for these guys playing these games in empty stadiums versus, you know, the feel of the crowd and the buzz of a big stadium?
Oh, it's got to be immensely different. I know for me, I drew so much adrenaline off the crowd that I know it's been difficult for me because, number one, my adrenaline's down.
Mm-hmm.
But in order for me to be successful, I had to have the hitter's adrenaline up, his ego involved in the at-bat, all that for me to be successful.
I have breaking news now. This is legit. So in the ball game this afternoon, I believe it's the Blue Jays game, right, against the Washington Nationals.
Yeah.
A broken bat. Bo Bichette loses his bat, and the bat flies back and hits Joe West on the side of the head,
and he is bleeding
from the ear.
Ooh.
And so they've stopped the game. So there's blood coming out of the one side of his head where he gets hit by a bat as Bo Bichette.
His left side.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was batting, and he lost the grip, and it went back and hit Joe West on the side of the head. So that's pretty scary to see that. Wow.
Yeah, that was not good.
So they're attending to him now. So Joe West, I know a lot of players don't like him, and I know he's a controversial guy, but, you know, he said he's going to go out there and do the job. A lot of umpires, you know, opted out. What about if you were playing right now, would you opt out? Because that's the big thing right now. Would you opt out of playing with what's going on with the Marlins? We're seeing NFL players. We saw, for example, we saw Nick Markakis. He opted out, and then he went back to the Atlanta Braves.
Now, I don't think I would opt out. I would be playing. I'd just be following all the protocols that you're supposed to follow.
Mm-hmm. And that's what you do as a parent. When you got kids, you got to worry about everybody when you have a family. Mitch, it's great to talk to you, man. Really appreciate the time. Good luck with the podcast, man.
Unleashed on Wildfire Radio.
Wildfire Radio live on Mondays and Fridays at noon Eastern time. But then you can catch it on the replay, right, on the podcast version.
Yeah, on iTunes and Google.
Beautiful. Hey, Mitch, thanks so much for coming up.
I appreciate you having me on.
Good luck with
it, man.
There he is, Mitch Williams, ladies and gentlemen, the Wow Thing.
I'd listen to that.
Oh, yeah.
Totally. I thought he was really good, you know, analyzing baseball.
He's terrific.
So if he's going to branch out,
you know, I wasn't even aware
stuff.
Of though how that whole MLB network thing done. But I remember when he was on there, he was terrific. You know, everybody talks about relief pitchers. Some of the best analysts are wacky pitchers.
Yeah.
You ever notice that?
Yeah.
Joel McGrain was one of my buddies. You talk about wacky guys who look clean cut. That guy was way off the charts insane.
Yeah.
And a hell of a pitcher.
Yeah, the story the Deadspin ran, when you read it, you're like, this is what he got fired over?
I always thought the Deadspin were a bunch of scumbags.
Yes.
And they screwed me over trying to do a legit interview, and they've done it to a lot of people.
Yeah.
Well, the Pelicans beat writer for The Athletic, Will Guillory, says Zion Williamson will play tonight.
All right, come on, come on.
All right. I tried telling you that, Tony. You didn't listen to me.
No.
I said he was going to play.
We had Will Guillory on.
This is the NBA. It's the most predictable, as one of our Twitch callers said, it's the most predictable league in sports. For God's sake. Coming right back. Stick around.
The Tony Bruno Show.
Our good friend Adam Schefter zooming with us, Harry. Adam, now what about the first couple of games of the regular season? I mean, with no preseason games, they're not even allowed to scrimmage with other teams. How ugly will the first couple of games of the regular season become?
I think the brand of football that you're used to seeing will be a notch below what we've seen in other years. I think it usually opens the season that way, but what are you going to do? We all love the sport so much that it's okay. But I think this year it could be the product even more diminished than it's been in previous opening years. But again, what I would say to that is that's the time we're living in. And as long as we have the games, they can play whatever diminished product they want. I don't really care. Listen, I just hope we have football for the season. You know, we'll be happy to see a diversion, a form of entertainment on Sundays and Mondays and Thursdays. And by the way, if there's no college football, who knows? Maybe Fridays and Saturdays too.
Catch new episodes of The Tony Bruno Show with Harry Mays. Weekday afternoon starting at 3 Eastern on Dan Patrick Radio Channel 211 and the SiriusXM app.
I can't get my computer to work.
Let me help you with that.
How'd you do that?
I just got techie with Geeks On Site.
Our geeks literally come on site. No need to stop what you're doing or block off time. We come to your home, office, or wherever you are. And we don't just fix whatever computer issues you might be having. We explain and teach you along the way so you can feel empowered and then help others at home or in your office. Better yet, don't have time for tech support to come to you? Let us remote into your desktop or laptop, and one of our geeks will instantly walk you through. We offer affordable prices on our remote services and IT support. You and those in your office will never have to wait hours to have your technical questions answered. Get your free computer diagnosis today with your very own geek.
Get started now and we'll help you instantly. Call 877-518-3283. 877-518-3283. That's 877-518-3283.
Heard it work? Go right now to injuredworkers.com. When you're injured on the job, your family is injured as well. Turn to a firm of legal attorneys that can help, that care, and that you can count on. Go to injuredworkers.com from Malamut and Associates. Nobody plans to get injured. When it happens, you need injuredworkers.com. Get the help you need from injuredworkers.com. Go to injuredworkers.com right now.
We've got Tony Bruno Show gear, yo. Check out the TonyBrunoShow.com shop for all your beautiful and I am pissed off t-shirts. And don't forget the popular, if we're going to die, let us die drunk at least, plus new t-shirts and other paraphernalia being added daily. Go to TonyBrunoShow.com/shop to purchase and for more information.
When life is in chaos, your home is your safe haven. It's your most important asset. But do you own it? Don't be so sure. Imagine getting evicted for non-payment of a loan you never took out. It happened to Deborah, and it's happening everywhere. It's called home title theft, and the FBI calls it one of the fastest growing crimes. It's why I urge you to get Home Title Lock. Your home's legal title is kept online, and thieves know it. They'll forge your signature on your home's title, and that's it. They legally own your home. Then they can take out loans on your home. Your bank doesn't cover you, and neither does your insurance. The only way I know of to avoid this nightmare and possible eviction is with Home Title Lock. Go to HomeTitleLock.com and register your address to see if you're already a victim. and use code SAVE for 30 free days of protection to help you through this crisis. Go to HomeTitleLock.com, HomeTitleLock.com.
Listen to the Tony Bruno Show with Harry Mays. Weekdays from 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern on Dan Patrick Radio, Channel 211, and with the SiriusXM app.
Welcome back to the Tony Bruno Show with Harry Mays on SiriusXM 211.
We're learning a lot of things on the show today, Harry. We have breaking news that could be troubling. Here in the wine cellar in South Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, Harry.
All right.
Our new couch guy.
Yes.
The young Cal Cullinan. Is it Cullinan?
Cullinan. Yeah.
Cullinan.
Just call him Cal.
Cal.
Shake and bake, baby.
Not Cal Ripken, because his streak on the couch may be coming to an abrupt end, Harry.
And not.
We have learned not only is he a Penn State guy.
Yeah.
Which is one strike against him, and he drinks Natty Ice.
Natural Light.
Oh, Natural Light. Yeah, Natty Ice is what?
Natty Ice is
Natty
a
ice.
Beer.
No, no, it's a beer, ice. But yeah. It's different. It's the ice
same
version.
Same product.
Yeah.
He just told us, because people were guessing how old he is.
Yeah.
And people think he's 25. But we have learned that he is in that danger zone where he's that group that is spreading the Rona by going all to these frat parties at Penn State and then bringing it back down here.
Right.
To Philadelphia.
And then wanting to shake hands with me.
Exactly right.
We are.
I mean, I've been compromised already on this.
Now, we have the. Have you been using the product here?
Yeah.
I mean, you put your mouth and your germs on our microphone that was unprotected. You're having unprotected mic action.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, we had to put the windscreen on there. Everything is sanitized in here, man.
Right.
Are we going to have to do drug tests? We're going to have to do coronavirus testing? We'll do the test. We'll get the results in 2 weeks, though.
Well, right.
Yeah, we do that here.
I think I have some Q-tips upstairs that I can stick down.
You need the long ones. You need the ones that are like 2 feet long, and then you ram it all the way up, and bam!
Yeah.
All the way up to your cerebellum, your Abdullah Oblongata.
Yes.
Exactly right.
Not Anagata DeVita.
No.
Yeah.
The 15-minute version.
Mitch Williams' podcast actually has a Twitter feed. Did you know this?
I just saw that. I responded to it.
Did it just start? Yeah. Because when I looked at it before, it did not.
Yeah, it says at Wild Thing Net is the.
He's got his own network, Harry.
Beautiful.
So Mitch Williams' podcast network at Wild Thing Net.
Beautiful, man.
And of course, one of our listeners at Danzig5101 sends him a tweet and says, "Does Joe Carter end every broadcast?"
Now you see, that's the kind of cheap.
But then he says,
no,
"I'm kidding."
I know it's kidding. You don't want to get Mitch Williams pissed off at you, man. He's not tolerating anybody's crap today.
He's a great dude.
Oh, I love Mitch Williams.
I mean, that was inside info, guys.
Well,
I mean,
the mullet thing?
The neck?
Yes.
I've never heard
Where else are you getting that? What other show is going to be able to get something out of Mitch Williams that hasn't been revealed in 30 years?
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. Only here.
This is the official station of record. Did you know? Did anybody know that?
Oh. No.
Nobody knows that.
No.
Nobody in the Phillies clubhouse.
Until he was older and more mature to be able to accept his insecurities and talk about it.
Mm. Yeah, there are people that have no necks that get criticized, right. People with long necks.
Remember Merton Hanks in the NFL?
Oh, yeah, he had the longest neck.
He was like E.T.
Yes, he was.
Yeah.
Do you remember,
him?
Yeah.
Merton Hanks?
You remember the episode when they did Hard Knocks last year with the Raiders?
Yeah.
They have Frank Caliendo come in, and he walks in, he points at Mike Glennon, and he goes, "Glennon, great neck, man." Because Mike Glennon's got,
he's got an enormous neck. And then he also said, "Why is this not playing?
What is going on here?
Just got this machine back up online. It's like not playing anything.
Jeez.
I wanted to play Gruden saying, knock on wood if you're with me.
It's like
you have this up here, Joe? Is this up?
It's working like my rangefinder this morning.
Oh, you couldn't find the range?
No, the rangefinder, it just breaks.
That's right. Harry, did you play 18? You got 18 in?
Yeah, we got 18.
Wow.
Yeah.
Man. Did you do better than Tony Finau and all these other guys who were pooping the bed, so to speak?
Well, did you see Rory McIlroy was like 5 or 6 over par halfway through?
And there's no cut here.
No, there's no cut. So
everybody plays.
They'll have to suffer through the weekend. This is one of these tournaments when you're playing like that where they wish there was a cut.
Exactly right.
Like, dude, I want a trunk slammer, and I want to go home. let's see.
The rangefinder, D-Piece 1971 says, the rangefinder does not work in the woods, Harry.
Oh, yeah.
Now, see, that's a cheap shot.
Yeah, sure.
I was giving myself a roaring round
of
applause.
Yeah, Robin fixed my machine.
Oh, nice.
Now, Harry Mays could say,
"Get out!"
Would you like to know what was wrong with it?
What was wrong with it, Robin?
You turned the volume all the way down.
Because I always get yelled at.
I hate
when
to
I
do
have it,
to it
all the way up.
We got to give you one of those.
Wait, give me. Wait,
get out! Get out!
Or as John Gruden would say,
knock on wood if you're with it. All right?
Knock on wood if you're with it. Meanwhile, we got a cancel culture update. We didn't have any today. Ladies and gentlemen, who played that now? Oh, I'm sorry. Jesus.
There's too many sound effects coming from too many directions.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Exactly. Now, we have a cancel culture update, Aaron. I know you love to follow these. If you're keeping score at home, congratulations. Now, rugby, not even in this country, rugby in England is now facing the cancel culture curse. A team called the Exeter Chiefs. Are you familiar with the Exeter Chiefs?
Well, yeah, I'm familiar with Exeter. That was a big school in Berks County, and they got their name from Exeter in England.
Exactly right. Yeah. And, of course, they're in the Premiership Rugby League over there.
That's the big one.
That is the big one. So they said they're under fire because they're the Chiefs, and they have a big chief as their mascot.
Mm-hmm.
And they have an Indian chief on their uniforms and then their logos. Mm. So they said, hey, listen, suckers. We're not going to change our name. We're not going to change our logo, but the big chief can gone. He's gone.
Yeah. So the mascot is gone.
The mascot's gone. Remember, they did the Chief Nakahoma in Atlanta.
Yeah.
The Braves mascot. They did it to the guy in Washington. Remember the Redskin guy who would run around?
Yeah.
Well,
I don't know that he was an official mascot, that guy.
Yeah, but even unofficial mascots have got to go higher.
He's like the Eagles' like number one super fan, the guy that paints his face with the shoulder pads.
Exactly, and the Dallas Cowboy guy that used to sit in the stands and dress like a cowboy with the big hat on and stuff.
Exactly right. Yeah. So the chief is gone.
They also are not allowing anybody to wear headdresses.
Oh, or like the Fireman Ed guy with the Jets years ago.
Yeah, right. But he's a real fireman.
I know, but he was like an unofficial mascot.
Yeah, he's like unofficial
mascot. I'm out on Fireman Ed, though, as a Jets fan, because he quit on the Jets when they were terrible.
And he's a fireman.
Sucked back
he's
in.
Running into buildings when
That's
you're
right.
running
you're
out.
How dare you?
You're out on him.
You're
how
out
dare
on
you?
How dare
you're
you?
Out on
I'm out on him as a Jets fan.
Oh, okay.
That is absolute nonsense, man.
That is atrocious.
You're one of the biggest front-running fans we've ever seen. Ever seen, and you're going to lay it. You're going to go against a first responder, a man who saved lives. How many lives have you saved? How many fire buildings have you run into? How many dumpster fires, other than this show? How many dumpster fires have you jumped into?
Zero. But I've stayed by the Jets since I was 7 years old.
You don't like going out in 90 degree heat.
It's hot out there. But I've stood by my team. That's
however,
what I'm saying.
However, you can't totally rip him, Tony, because he did run after you with you showing your full bare butt.
That was his job. Always coming to these guys' rescue.
I'm
That's what I want to know.
Putting things into perspective.
That was his job. His job was to follow me running
Who's
naked
this
in a park. Yes. The only guy they never canceled was the great Chief Jay Strongbow.
Well, yeah, of course. Boy, they'd cancel him now, though, wouldn't they?
That's exactly right. How about Craig Berube? He's still the chief.
He's the chief.
Bobby Taylor, the former Flyer goaltender in Tampa Bay with the Lightning organization.
That guy is
He's
a great
the chief.
Guy.
Oh, I love Bobby Taylor. Love that guy.
Not
Chief Halftown. The great Chief Halftown, who was a real Native American who did a cartoon show here in Philly in the afternoons. But how about Garrett Cole? We don't have time. It's a quickie.
We're out of time, man. All right. If you got 40 seconds
play.
For
this
it, let's
Garrett
do it.
This is Garrett Cole after the game waiting for his post-game interview on the Yankees television network. We have the sound up?
Well, wait a minute. Are we going to hear from Garrett Cole? Jack, it looks like I think he's going to the Zoom room. That's Garrett, right?
Playing peekaboo first, and then he's going to do the Zoom room.
Right, playing games and winning games for the Yanks. We'll hear from Garrett Cole after this.
So Garrett Cole gets in front of the camera and goes sideways. First he puts his nose upside down. Pretty funny stuff. You got to give him a roaring round of applause, Alex.
Yeah.
Talk about a guy who looks like, you know, when people go to the Yankees, we've seen a lot of pitchers go there.
And melt.
And they can't handle
like
it.
Like Kenny Rogers. Remember,
exactly
that was a
right.
Big example.
There were a bunch
of
guys.
Yeah, a lot of them.
But Garrett Cole is ready to play in New York. He got the contract, and he looks great so far for the New York Yankees, Harry.
Couch guys loving that.
See, he is, man. I give credit where credit's deserved. We want to thank everybody. Mark Boyle, Indianapolis, Mitch Williams, and, of course, the great Ruben Amaro Jr.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.